Just a few laws surrounding this year's Pesach. Being that this is one of the exceptional cases where Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbat. So that changes a lot of the timing on a lot of the laws that we're familiar with on a regular year. For example, normally Shabbat HaGadol is the Shabbat that precedes Pesach, the Shabbat right before the holiday. And all the customs of Shabbat HaGadol, where the rabbi makes a derasha that includes some pirushim on Haggadah Shel Pesach, and some of the laws that are applicable in order to prepare the kahal for what's coming. The custom is in this year, Shabbat HaGadol would be commemorated this coming Shabbat, which would be 2 weeks, basically, two Shabbats, I should say, before Pesach, in order to give the people time. If we would do it the Shabbat before Pesach, it's not enough time. That night is Lil Seder. So therefore, the Shabbat HaGadol, so to speak, would be the week before. Furthermore, the normal time where the Ta'anit Bechorot takes place, the fast of the firstborn, is normally on Erev Pesach, which means the day of the day of the night of the Seder. That day, if a person's a firstborn, he must go to the synagogue and listen to a Siyum Masechet or a Seudat Mitzvah if he wants to eat. If he doesn't attend that, he has to fast the whole day. This year, being that Erev Pesach is on Shabbat, so the Ta'anit Bechorot is on Thursday, the Thursday before Pesach. Some have the custom to do it on Friday. The Stipler rabbi used to do it on both days. He would hear a Siyum on Thursday and Friday. He probably made a Siyum both days. The point is, for our halakha, the Siyum is on Thursday. So all those firstborns should make it their business to come to the synagogue, to hear a Siyum, to eat something, and then they could be lenient to eat the rest of the day. For that matter, that Thursday night is the night of Bidikat Hametz. Again, normally the Bidikah is, like the Mishnah says, Or Le'arba Asar, which is the night before the Seder. That would be the night to make Bidikat Hametz. Here the night before the Seder is Friday night. You can't make Bidikat Hametz on Friday night. And therefore, that procedure is done in all its laws, as we learned, but it's just done a night early on Thursday night. Last but not least, at least for this session, the Bi'ur Hametz, which is normally done again on Erev Pesach, the burning of the Hametz. This year Erev Pesach is Shabbat. It's obvious that you cannot burn the Hametz on Shabbat. So Bi'ur Hametz is done on Friday. Meaning, Friday morning one takes the pieces that he found and he burns them. But it should be pointed out, there is no Kal Hamira said on Friday morning. The Kal Hamira means that we are saying that all the Hametz that we found, that we didn't find, that we burnt, that we didn't burn, should become nullified and batel and ownerless and hefker. You can't say that because you still can eat Hametz on Friday. As a matter of fact, you have to eat Hametz on Friday night and Shabbat morning, at least before the time, is Isur. So therefore, the Kal Hamira is not said on Friday morning at the time of the burning. We just make a ceremonial burning of whatever the pieces that you found, and whatever you eat, our songs that are on, they're in the Mahzor, in the book, that we say. And then the Kal Hamira would be said on Shabbat morning after breakfast, after one has his last bread, then he makes the Kal Hamira to nullify any of the Hametz that he did not find.